You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. This is a message for Park Falls Water Utility customers. Beginning Monday, April 14th, the Park Falls Water Utility will be flushing water mains for the next 2 weeks. Please be advised that you may experience discolored water, low water pressure, or you may even temporarily be without water. They sincerely apologize for any inconvenience this may cause anyone, and they thank you for your cooperation. Once again, beginning Monday, April 14th, the Park Falls Water Utility will be flushing water mains for the next 2 weeks, which may give you discolored water, low water pressure, or temporarily even a loss of water. April 27th, from noon to 1:30 p.m. over at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba, the church is hosting their annual chicken dinner. The menu includes baked chicken, stuffing, homemade pies, and all the fixings. Adults are $12, children ages 12 and under are $8, and preschool is free. Once again, this is taking place April 27th, from noon to 1:30, over at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church on Highway 8 in Catawba. The weather is warming up, and soon we'll be seeing more ticks. They're already active, and Marshfield Clinic Research Institute is asking you to mail them in. Here's Melissa Kay.
This is the second year of the Tick Inventory via Citizen Science, aka TICS. This is an effort to identify the ticks that are being found in Wisconsin. Researchers will use the information to assess the risks of encountering a tick-borne disease, also who is being exposed and diagnosed with these tick-borne diseases. Last year, over 6,000 ticks were sent in from nearly every county in Wisconsin. More than 70% were the American dogwood tick, and most of the rest were the deer or black-legged tick. Deer ticks have a greater likelihood of carrying illnesses like Lyme disease. Their smaller size increases the difficulty of finding them and the importance of checking for ticks after being in wooded or brushy areas. The Lone Star tick has also been found, as well as the brown dog ticks. Previously, these ticks were found in warmer climates, but are now being spotted here. They spread diseases such as alpha-gal syndrome, also known as the meat allergy, and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. You can request your tick collection kit by emailing tics@marshfieldclinic.org or by calling 715-389-7796.
A power supplies manufacturer is closing its facility in northwest Wisconsin, with layoffs expected to begin by the end of the month. According to an article from WJFW.com, ProTec Dynatronics will be permanently closing its Amory facility at 462 Griffin Boulevard, which was prompted by the company's decision to consolidate to its Mayfield, Ohio location, according to a letter to the Department of Workforce Development. ProTec Dynatronics produces high-end power supplies, and the closing of the Amory facility action is expected to result in the permanent layoffs of 53 employees, 14 salary and 39 hourly positions, the letter stated. The layoffs are expected to begin on April 28th and will be a phased process until the end of September. In the letter, the company also stated that they will be ensuring that employees will be paid all earned wages and agreed upon benefits at the time of their termination. April 23rd, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., it's the Tri-County Heroes Fair at the Northwoods Veterans Post. This will feature information about VA programs, VBA services, and multiple health benefits, including emergency services, prevention and wellness, rehabilitative services and devices, maternity and newborn care, and much more. It will feature the Veteran Service Offices, Lincoln County, Price County, and Taylor County, all in one place in Merrill. Once again, this is taking place April 23rd from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at 601 North Johnson Street in Merrill. We're getting to the time of the year where the outdoors doesn't seem quite so bad anymore, and many people are planning trips out to the water. But that quiet river is not always what it seems. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo is here to tell us about some hidden hazards.
With warmer weather ahead this weekend, people like to rush out for that first paddle or fishing trip of the year. But beware, rivers are rushing and they're cold. First off, boats handle very differently in strong currents. With less control and debris, like big branches and even whole trees down, stay alert. And if you fall in, keep your feet up. Because if you get caught on something beneath the water, the current will push you under immediately. And the water is frigid. With recent snow melts, if you're submerged, you'll likely go into shock. It'll be hard to breathe and move. You'll need a flotation device, so always have it on. Emergencies happen fast, and you won't have the time to grab it. And even with it, hypothermia sets in quickly and could kill you in less than an hour. Be sure to dress in layers, too. Not only are the temperatures crisp in the morning and warmer in the afternoon, but bulky clothes will weigh you down if you fall in. So always tell someone where you'll be going and when you plan to return. And never anchor below a dam this time of year. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers head to Arizona. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers in Phoenix to open a three-game weekend series against the Diamondbacks tonight. Their crew losing to the Rockies yesterday, 7-2. Colorado coming up with a five-run rally in the eighth. But right-hander Quinn Priester, picked up in that trade with the Boston Red Sox this week, had a good outing in his debut with the Brewers, allowing just one run in five innings.
I thought I settled in later in the game nicely. You know, with all the hecticness this week, getting through those first three, even though it was a little sloppy, thought it was a good job of just limiting the damage.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Pelicans 136-111. Now they have two regular season games left. Tonight in Detroit, then Sunday they host the Pistons before heading into the postseason. Then what? Doc Rivers.
Going into playoffs healthy. We have an entire week after these two games to get ready for whoever our opponent is, or at least 5 days, let's say. That'll get us rest. That'll get us ready.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. So what do you do after you show the world how you do foreplay and it goes viral? Then you're accused of bilking investors from a bad Bitcoin deal? For Haley Welch, also known as the Hawktua Girl, you do a cameo on Glenn Powell's new show on Hulu called Chad Powers. The jury is still out on whether or not she can act, but she did cooperate with authorities who investigated her Bitcoin dealio. She was cleared of any wrongdoing. There is also a documentary on the way about her quick rise to fame called Doctua. Get ready for round two of Haley's 15 Minutes. The Hunger Games prequel has some cast news. The Hunger Games Sunrise on the Reaping is in pre-production and set 24 years before the original Hunger Games. TheWrap.com reports that Elle Fanning has been offered the role of young Effie Trinket, the character played by Elizabeth Banks in the first four films. She has not officially accepted the role yet. The Hunger Games Sunrise on the Reaping will hit theaters November 20th of 2026. Here's one of Pete's picks. I just finished the show Adolescence. I thought it was absolutely outstanding. The show follows a 13-year-old boy who was accused of murdering a female classmate and how the incident affects his family and community. Stephen Graham is one of the show's creators and plays the boy's father. Without saying too much, the 4-episode miniseries is excellent start to finish, and I highly recommend it. Speaking of Adolescence, which is one of Netflix's most popular shows, there is already talk of a season 2. In addition to Graham's writing and producing the show, executive producer Brad Pitt's production company Plan B says they are interested in another season. Plan B producer Dee Dee Gardner says they are looking to widen the aperture, stay true to its DNA, and not be repetitive. I'm going to go get my Hollywood to English dictionary and look that up, but I think that sounds positive. Sure, Harvey Weinstein was the face of the Me Too movement and a total creep, but don't forget about Bugsy screenwriter James Toback, who apparently was equally as horrible. Toback, who was one of the first names mentioned in the Me Too movement, was just ordered to pay $1.7 billion to 40 victims who testified at his 7-day trial in New York. Maybe he and Harvey can be soulmates. Whoops, I mean cellmates. When she's not running into a fellow skier on the slopes and being taken to court or creating products called Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow is the host of her own podcast, also called Goop. The Shakespeare in Love star was joined on the podcast by her husband since 2018, TV producer Brad Fulcher. Paltrow made a point of saying he will join her on her podcast to talk about step parenting. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We may see a little fog right away this morning, then we're headed into a pretty nice weekend. Partly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high in the low to mid 60s on Sunday. A few showers with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.